South Korea believes ties between the two countries are institutionalized to an extent that they cannot be affected by a change of leadership. The two countries often participate in joint military drills aimed at deterring Russia, China, and North Korea. The relationship has blossomed since South Korea's hawkish far-right leader Yoon Suk-yeol took office in 2022. His administration has expedited a warming of ties with Japan, paving the way to trilateral summits with the US. The ambassador says preparations are being made to continue the relationship with Washington regardless of who is president, but there are reports they are reaching out to Trump's camp in particular, amid speculation he would either reduce the number of troops stationed in South Korea or demand Seoul pay a greater share of the cost of hosting them if he once again takes the White House.